One of the funniest things about building a personal brand and doing so online in some fashion is when somebody knows you, but you don't know them. This has only happened in a handful of times to me ever since that I put myself online. But it's always quite funny when it happens, and it's a really interesting experience. And I am not a celebrity, I'm not an influencer, but you kind of have this experience where you're like, this must be what it's like. This is what it must feel like. And in a very small way in my experience, but this must be what it's like over and over again for a celebrity. And this comes about because of Lorna, who I'm hoping is listening to this episode just so that she gets a little shout out. Now, it would have been good of me to know exactly what Lorna's Instagram account is. Hang on, hold caller. My attempt to find Laura's Instagram account whilst I'm sat in the car waiting to do the school run where there is no signal has not worked. So what I'll do is I'll make sure so that she's got a little link in the description. But Lorna came up to me at The Hook, which is another fantastic little shout out for Charlie, Lucy and Barbara, who run The Hook monthly networking, as I spoke about in a previous I haven't made it yet episode. And that happens monthly in Colchester. And Lorna came up to me right at the end. We were just literally walking out the door and she said, "Hello, you don't know me. I follow you on Instagram." And I was like, "Oh, okay." She's like, "And I listen to your podcast." And I was like, "Oh, you know what? That is magical, because we don't get loads of downloads on the podcast right now. It's pretty standard for starting out a podcast, building it up. It's lovely to meet someone that actually listens." And you're like, "Oh my God, wow, welcome. It's not just me listening to my own podcast, nor any of my production team. It's just an actual genuine listener." She went, "Yeah." And I can't remember who it was that recommended it to her, but someone said I should listen to it. And now I listen. And you know what? I love listening to it. I'm shifting in business as well. And guess what? I also teach kids maths. And that's the beautiful thing, unfortunate beautiful thing about online marketing, is that you never know who is listening. And Lorna's not necessarily ever going to be a client. She's learning from my podcast in some way. Maybe she will have a podcast one day. Who knows? Maybe she'll do that all on her own and she won't need my help. The point is that it's lovely to connect with people that, yes, they know you online in some fashion by following on Instagram and then listening to the podcast, and they know a lot more about your life than you know about theirs, but they've made those links themselves. And then when they come to meet you in person, it's just a whole ball of positive energy, because they're only going to speak to you if they kind of like what you do or agree with what you say or are interested in what there is that you're putting out there. And the best thing I can do at that point is try to get as up to speed as possible on this person who has gone out of their way in some fashion to say, "Hey, I listen to your podcast. I support your content. Bloody love it," whatever it might be. And then it's my job to get up to speed with that person to go, "Oh, what's going on?" And where I do a lot of networking and follow people back on Instagram, you know, I care about each business. I love the idea of business life. And I think anyone that goes into building their own business, freelance or a big business, it's a brave move. It's courageous and it's blooming scary. And you don't know if it's going to work. And you take a lot of risks when you do it. And everyone's trying to escape the corporate life, etc. So it's hard to keep up with everyone's journeys. But I'm fascinated. And if someone obviously goes out of their way to have a chat with me, then I want to know more. Now, this was a little bit different when I did the Single Girls Guide to Life. And I still, funnily enough, did have people that like fanned me. They would either knew me from online. So I walked into a restaurant once and the server said to me, "I follow your videos online." I was like, "Oh, great." And it's a bit different because I still care about that person, but I was like in the middle of trying to get settled for dinner. It didn't bother me at all, though. I just didn't have as much opportunity as I did with Lorna, say, to actually ask questions and find out a little bit about that person. But other times, I used to run the Single Girls Club events, essentially networking, but in a single girl format. And it was interesting because I provided those events for people to talk to one another and meet one another, yet people wanted to speak to me, whether that was because they felt like they knew me from all of the stuff I'd shared online. You know, I was telling people about my previous relationship and how I'd moved from being in a marriage to being single. And I did that knowingly and I did that openly in the way that I felt comfortable sharing that information. But it's interesting how people respond to you in that fashion and feel like they know you. But these people are human beings. It's lovely to feel that experience from people. And I think it's really nice if people can have that conversation with you in person, if they ever get a chance to meet you, if you happen to be at the same event. And it is this new experience that I hadn't had before. I mean, actually, had I had it before? I'm a teacher. So I remember once I was finished for the year or close to finishing for the school year. And I think I'd just got some sort of job promotion. And we'd walked over from where we lived over to Lakeside, the boardwalk. And I'd gone to Las Iguanas, my blooming favourite, 2-for-1 cocktails, Mango Collins, please. And I was sat out on the deck, the boardwalk section itself. It was quite a sunny day. And my boyfriend at the time, possibly fiancé, who knows, said to me, like, I think those people are looking at you. And I was like, oh, what's that? And it turned out it was a little crew of pupils that were, oh, Miss Dyson. So it is this experience that I think only a few kind of roles offer you. It's a little bit different in terms of Miss Dyson and a teacher, because then when I turn around, I go, oh, hey, blah, blah, how are you doing? What's up? Whether it's an ex-pupil or current pupil. When it comes to this world of putting yourself out there online, it's a weird experience, but it's great because you just don't know who's listening. And it comes back to one of the full episodes I did on podcasting, that the number of downloads doesn't matter in your business. I was talking about Paul Brunson, who is a life coach, certified life coach, specialised in dating, and was discovered essentially by Oprah Winfrey at one point, who elevated his status. And he used to get double digit downloads on his videos, and he describes it as 11, 12 or 13, not anything more significant than that. And you just never know who's listening, and you don't know what impact you're having on somebody else and giving them something to relate to, giving them somebody that's just one step ahead. Because I know there's that feeling of, even when I talk on this, sometimes I think, like, well, who is listening to me? I get it. Like, why would they listen to me? There are so many bigger people out there doing bigger things that have had so much more success financially and in business. But I also realise that even I feel it sometimes. I'm like, that's cool. I know you're turning over 7 figures. I'm down. I'm not even at 4 when I first started. I'm not even at 4. How do I even get 4? And then you suddenly keep reducing your price to try and get anything through the door. When in actual fact, there's lots of other strategies to make sure that you hit 4 quite quickly if you really want to go for it and you've got the mindset for it, which is something that I've worked on and I've made mistakes with at the start. And people do want to hear that. They want to hear, I'm not an underdog, but I'm not finished yet. And that's the whole point of this series, right? I haven't made it yet. You're with me. And it's cool that Lorna's there at the start, because she's also at the start of her transition of being a, I think it was a wedding planner specifically. Now she's going into something slightly different in terms of supporting other wedding planners. So we see that transition and that change and the different aspect you've got to have, the different perspective, the different approach, how you see the customer journey, how you see your ideal clients. It's a lovely experience to have. And you can imagine the relatability in that when I'm saying, well, I've pivoted from life coaching to podcasting. And I'm all the things I got wrong before, I'm bringing with me to this one. So this learning experience is not half as difficult at this stage. I'm sure it will get difficult in about a year's time or something mad. But you can imagine that that's much nicer to experience when you're first starting a podcast, sorry, or even starting a business, compared to someone that's already, inverted commas, made it, or has made it on a different level of success at that point. So if you're ever doubting the content you're putting out there, yes, I do believe that your content should still link to what you do. And you could argue that this is a little bit adjacent. I get that. But part of me wanted to share this because I think stories are powerful, and it's cool to be at the start. Like, who documents this bit properly enough? The struggle, the stress, the difficulty, for someone to listen to in 2 or 3 years' time when they're in the same position thinking, what am I going to do? Because now that I'm seeing Chantel online, she's got thousands of followers and thousands of downloads and got a business running, and I'm just starting out with one course, one idea, one thing, and how do I do it? And this is hard, and I've not had a sale for ages, and what do I do? Well, this series within a whole podcast of Big Vision Business Owners is what this is for. It is for the underdogs that are starting out, as it were, that haven't made it yet, that we get to share the story with, and you just never know who's listening and at what stage they're at. You're never going to know what's going to resonate with them. And it is also lovely to have had some feedback, some positive feedback for somebody that's listened, that's enjoying it. And you can go, well, that's not feeding your business. So it might not. It might. Who knows? At the end of the day, I'm still impacting lives. And those people that have podcasts quite often have a desire to change the world, to impact the world in a positive way. and to make a difference in people's lives. So that's what I'm going to keep doing. I could talk forever and I might as well use it to good advantage.